all sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. You don't let people get in your ear and you know, let all the air out of your balloon. Come on, you can't let them do that, because you'll find yourself discouraged, and God, sometime down the road, will have to remind you, remember the dream you had? Why did you stop believing? But if you'll stay the course, God will make a way. God will open the door. God will do what He promised He will do. Amen. Sometimes things take time. It takes time. How many know God is working right now? While we sit here and study His word and all what we do here right now, God is working. Oh, yes, He is. I'm telling you, He's working right now. Look at somebody, He's working right now. Tell somebody, the facts ain't got a chance. Because truth is at work. See, you are a conduit of truth. That's how truth gets into the earth. And even though in Isaiah 60 it says that the earth is dark and the people in the earth are grossly dark, you know, darkness means ignorance. And you have you noticed the scowls on people's faces in this day and time? You know, not everybody, but the majority of people are just, you know, you can tell the times. But the saints ought to understand that our light has come. You see, we're not subjected to facts. We deal with facts. We know facts, but we have truth in our heart. And truth supersedes fact. Truth will cause us to be buoyant in the midst of facts. Come on, tell somebody there's always a way. God's always got a blessing. All the time. It doesn't matter. God hadn't changed. Truth is the only thing that's not relative is truth. Everything else is relative. Light is the only thing that's not. There's no opposite to it. There's no equal to it. It's nothing relevant. It's there. That's what everything is based and hinges upon. It. And we need to understand that. And we need to know that. Or if we could really understand how powerful, how very powerful the Spirit of God in us is. If we just allow our mind and our thinking to align itself with the Word and then get facts under our feet. Amen? Amen. Okay. Tell somebody all good things take time. So in your patience, you possess your soul. God is at work. You just don't want to jump out before the time. You don't want the fruit to fall off the vine when it's not ripe. Let it ripen. Amen. I mentioned this as well. Our physical bodies can get stronger and stronger. Now I want some of you all to start believing for that, your physical body. Start believing God for it. Don't go with the adage of facts. You know what they say. First thing to go is your mind. Child, I'm losing my mind. You know, at this age, you lose your mind. The devil is a lie. Come on, but start believing. Start speaking it. When the devil tries to throw a symptom at you that you are believing the opposite for, just consider it a fact. But understand that the truth will supersede that fact. The truth will consume that fact. How many know death is going to be swallowed up? At resurrection, death had seized upon him, but death got swallowed up by resurrection. Come on, tell somebody, game over. We win this thing. What God is concerned about is how we conduct our lives here. We already are winners. I want to leave a legacy of winning. You understand? For the next generation. So they can step right into our shoes and go to winning at life. We already have eternal life. Nobody can take that from us. We have a place in his bosom in glory. We have a place already. It's reserved for us. No one can take it. But we want to accomplish and establish kingdom principle here in the earth while we are alive here. Amen? All right. So start believing God to get stronger and stronger. Your mind to get sharper and sharper. Your spirit to be more keen to the movements of God and more understanding. Start believing for it. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believing. And see, God is not subjected to the natural law. The fact of the matter is, do you know there are people in Nepal, and it is the Himalayas, because they grow food around the Arctic Circle, and that the water is glacial water. And so the water is so full of nutrient. There are people that live up into their hundreds. Not hundreds, but in the hundred, over 100, 105, 110, 115, 120, 125, 130. They're people. And you know what? They're not walking like this. They're still pulling stuff, still riding horses and things like that. Now, that's a fact. You can Google that and search it out. That's a fact. There are people that still live up into 100 and beyond, and they're not crazy. I mean, that's a fact. So what about truth? Oh, look at that, be funny now. Where could truth really take us if you really believed? Let me stop there. All right. Okay, let's shift gears here a little bit. If you go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Now, I mentioned that there's an anointing on a coming generation that will be so great the natural order of things will no longer apply. Now, that doesn't mean that we out breaking laws, you know, in that. I don't mean that. I mean the natural order of things. They won't apply. You know, science right now is off the chain. You know, I would even believe they probably, you know, so much is not ever told to the public, you know, as to what experiments they do and, you know, this cloning and all this stuff. But, you know, they probably have super soldiers. You know, they have these bionics that people can take. You see them in some of these airplane magazines where these guys in their 50s and 60s look like they're in their 30s, in their 20s. And, you know, I mean, physically, how many have seen that before? I mean that's science right there. Like they've discovered the fountain of youth or something, you know, but it's, these are facts that they're finding out. Now imagine truth. Imagine Caleb when he was 85, you know, fighting giants at 85. Not just fighting them, but destroying them. Giants. And we're not altogether talking about just 9-foot giants. These were the Anakim. You know, all giants weren't just the size of Goliath. Come on, let your imagination run with you a little bit. All giants weren't just the size of Goliath, 9 feet. There were some big giants. But however big they were up in the mountains, Caleb and them took them out at 85 years old. Okay? Because of truth. Because he stood on a promise. You see, if we subject ourselves to a lesser revelation and lesser level of faith, we will subject ourselves to just natural means, not the natural order of things, which is not necessarily evil, but there's so much more. Come on, for the body of Christ. Amen. Time out for the devil tricking us all the time into fear. You know, I don't know what the weather patterns in that are going to be like, but I was with the at a commission meeting Monday, I think it was Monday, and I listened, and they got on a subject, and about two or three of the commissioners said, you know, they talked about storms and said, well, you know, it's inevitable. We will. It's not if, but when we'll have another storm. I know it's been out of order. I want to stand up and say, hey, hold everything. You know, you want to do that because it's like they live, you know, now those are facts. But there's something beyond some facts. Come on, and I believe that. I don't know the whole scheme of things, but, you know, we need the revelation to operate in certain areas so we're not just subjected to the natural realm, to the natural order of things. You know, some people feel like they're getting older, so things have to just have to go wrong. Why? Why? Why you got to lose your mind? Not when you had the mind of Christ. Why do you have to die sick when he gave us health? And if you've had something wrong, keep fighting it. You know what I mean? Don't fight that. Fight the good fight of faith. Lord, I thank you anyway. I thank you anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what my faith is. That's what we're called to do. You'd be surprised. I'm going to give you something tonight that's going to show you that there are going to be signs and wonders and miracles. There are. There are going to be miracles. This is going to break out on the body of Christ more than ever before. Hello, I said we live in a time where the natural order will be defied. And it ain't going to be the science that's doing it. It ain't going to be the making super soldiers and all that. All technology is going to be the spirit of truth. Technology can go so far, but truth will supersede that by far. Amen? So we have to condition our mind and believe. And, you know, when you start believing for something, sometimes right away, just the opposite appears. It's in the environment. It's in the atmosphere. It's there to contend with your faith. So we are here to change the world. We're not here just to subject ourselves and bump along with the program. No, we are here to change the world and usher in the kingdom of God, in which there is no poverty. There's nobody poor in the kingdom of God. Nobody's sick in the kingdom of God. Hello? Deuteronomy chapter 11. God gave us a promise concerning seasons. Let me read this in Deuteronomy 11, verse 10. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from whence she came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. The first thing here, he says the land that you are going into is not like the land of Egypt. Okay? It's not like the land of Egypt. Let's establish that in our mind. It's not like the land. What was the land of Egypt like? Okay, number one, it never rained, you know, in Egypt. And, you know, they get very little rainfall on a yearly basis anyway, if any. But it never rained. The way that they, now Egypt was very prosperous. But the way that they prospered, the Nile River ran down through there, and there were times of the year that the Nile would overflow.
We are continuing in part 26 of The Faith Crises, The Truth Makes You Free, part 2. Breaking limitations allows the saints to walk into new dimensions and embrace new levels in God. The kingdom is about increase, and things will begin to intensify. There will be more joy and peace amongst the children of God. Truth will rise up in the body of Christ, and the church will enter into new frontiers. The saints will go places in the spirit realm they have never been before. God is taking his church places and will show it things it has never seen before. There are new highways and new paths to travel on. Part of the abundance awaiting the church is new levels of anointing to accomplish the work, new levels of sight, and new levels of hearing. The truth that makes us free is made up of all of these things and more available to the body of Christ.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.